life that depict the teachings of Islam is the dream of every Muslim. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, is in collaboration with Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC. Everyday Muslim will address the misconceptions on Islam, foster a peaceful coexistence, and guide the everyday Muslim on the journey in Islam. Everyday Muslim, Saturdays 11 a.m. on Women Radio 91.7, simplified understanding of the deen.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. Everyday Muslim Show is brought to you by the Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC, and Women Radio WFM 91.7. I am Sakina Titilayo Okonu, and a beautiful morning to you out there to our listeners. Welcome to another wholesome edition of the Everyday Muslim Show. And with me in the studio today is our special guest with the topic 5 before 5. We are talking about time management today. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. For call for sponsorship for the program and other details, contact 090-555-58686. Welcome to the show, Mrs. Halima Jamil.
Thank you for having me today. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
If you are just joining us today, this is your 11 a.m. Saturday talk show on WFM 91.7, Everyday Muslim. Our topic today is 5 before 5, time management. Before we go into the topic of the show proper, let's go to the quote of the day. Today's quote of the day is coming from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And he said, take advantage of 5 before 5, your youth before your old age, your health before your illness, your wealth or riches before your poverty, your free time before busyness, and your life before your death. These are these sayings of the Prophet gives us a guideline for time management and encourages humanity to be productive. It encourages mankind to take advantage of these 5 blessings before we get deprived of them. It urges us to make gratitude an attitude, and that we should be proactive rather than complain repeatedly and being sad and gloomy due to unfavorable circumstances life might throw at us. It urges us to search for the good in all life phases and situations, irrespective of individuals' life challenges. We need to put 5 things into positive use: our youth, good health, wealth, free time, and our life before death comes. And we also need to strive and look for different and untraditional ways to either serve, volunteer, or give gratitude in all situations by giving charity, guiding others to good, smile irrespective of our own situation, and express random acts of kindness to others, and worship the Almighty Creator in all forms, so that we can be among the best of people. That is, those who bring benefit to the society. Let's take a message from the Nasheed, Aris J.
Good life, good life. Allah, I want to thank you for the good life.
Muslim show on WFM 91.7, and Everyday Muslim is brought to you by the Muslim Public Affairs Center MPAC and the WFM Radio 91.7. And today's topic is 5 before 5, time management. Time is our most precious resources. Effective time management means getting more of the most important work done in a day. And this is crucial to achieving success and spiritual growth. The American Psychological Association reveals that 20% of adults are chronic procrastinators. A study shows only 20% of people feel their work output is under control daily. In order for us to improve productivity based on individual needs, we need to have a workable time management system. And as individuals, we need to cultivate a productive mindset and learn how to prioritize time and focus on what really matters. As related by Anas ibn Malik, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Do good deeds in the time that you have, and take advantage of moments of gentle breeze." Positive and productive time management serves as a means for achieving success. The Holy Quran also reemphasizes the importance of positive and productive time management by the Almighty Creator. In Quran chapter 103, it says, "By the time human being is in loss, except those who believe and do good works and encourage truths and recommend patience." In Quran chapter 103, Allah teaches mankind the value of positive and productive time management in order for us to be among the best and not be one of the losers. In order to be successful in life, we need to have a productive time management mindset. The Prophet Muhammad also said, "There are two blessings, peace be upon him, there are two blessings which many lose: health and free time for doing good." And that takes us again, another saying takes us back to the quote of the day. And he also says, take advantage of 5 before 5. Let's find out how we can utilize 5 before 5 in effective time management from our eminent speaker, Mrs. Halima Jamil. Welcome to the show, Mrs. Halima Jamil.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me this morning.
And I am your host, Sakina Titilayo Okonu, still on the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. A brief intro about our guest before we go into the interview proper. Mrs. Halima Jamil Abdulaziz is a graduate of Animal Production Technology from the prestigious Lagos State Polytechnic. She practiced animal farming from her undergraduate days up until after her service year. She then ventured into home tutoring by homeschooling kids, after which she taught in a standard private school and emerged as the best female teacher. Her love to make a difference in teaching and parenting motivated her to attend trainings, courses, and also obtained certification in early years, child psychology, parenting, and coaching. With the onset of motherhood, things changed, and her desire to stay back at home to enjoy the difficult but rewarding job of parenting and motherhood became a test. She tried her hands on different businesses to align them with her purpose in the current phase of her life, but none seemed perfect. Then she resorted to learn digital skills, which became the perfect decision, allowing her to build a lasting online business and work on a schedule from anywhere and with whom she wants. Without missing out on motherhood, she spends her time homeschooling, growing her business, studying, learning about the deen, and of course, chores. If she's not doing any of these, she's reading or sharing knowledge, and she is here to share her knowledge on 5 before 5 time management with us. You are welcome to Everyday Muslim Show, Mrs. Halima Jamil Abdulaziz.
Thank you for having me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruh. Na'udhu billahi min sharri anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh.
Amin. If you are just joining us, this is your 11 a.m. Saturday talk show program, WFM Radio 91.7 FM, Everyday Muslim. And the topic once again is 5 before 5, time management. Our phone lines are now open for calls. The number to call is 0700-917-917. I repeat, 0700-917-917. And if you prefer using the message, this is the number, 070-317-56537. 070-317-56537. Mrs. Alima Janu. Now we are on to the interview segment of the show. Let's take a message from the Nasheed before we go on into the interview proper.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a beautiful way. Says that life's a borrowed space, return upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a beautiful way.
Welcome back to the Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7. And the topic today is 5 before 5, time management. For sponsorship and advert details, contact 090-555-58686. I repeat, for sponsorship and advert details, contact 090-555-58686. Ms. Salima Jamil.
No.
According to American Psychological Association, 20% of adults are chronic procrastinators. Studies also show that only 20% of people feel their productive work is under control daily. What are the main reasons people struggle with time management? Why do people struggle with time management?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi Israel, the Sadri, I assure the Amri, Pahlul Ukdata Milisan, if Kahu called. Bismillah Rahman. Now, people struggle with time management because of a few factors, for which I'm going to emphasize on one, their behaviors, their habits. Then two, also a mental habit. Okay. Like it's something that goes beyond you just physically doing things. It goes into the internal part of you as well, the mental part of you as well. So people struggle with time management because they have to focus on a particular task. That's the main task for the day. They're supposed to focus on that and then go on to those tasks that are fun to do or that, that is pleasing to them, that makes them feel like they're enjoying their day. So people don't really want to get serious. So it could be one of those reasons. That is why someone is struggling with their time management or the fun that they think they're going to miss out on. You know, the fear of missing out is a psychological trigger. It makes you feel like you're not there. Like, what could be happening? I want to also see what is going on. How can I? Whereas you have other things to do that is going to help you move ahead with your goals, move ahead with your productivity level, with what you have assigned for yourself. But when you overlook that, and then you go for something that is instant or that will make you feel like you're not missing out on something, then you put that other one at risk of putting it to later, which becomes a procrastination. That's, you're supposed to do that thing, but you're not doing it. So you're doing something else that is fun, that feels like you're not missing out, that makes you feel like you're relaxing, or you're even spending your time well. You know, there's this thing that makes us feel like we are spending our time well, and actually it's time wasting. So to different people, we have those habits or those tasks or those interesting things that takes our time. It makes us feel like we are doing the right thing. Okay, take for instance, if I am reading at the time I'm supposed to cook for my family, I'm reading, I'll feel like, yes, I'm reading, I'm productive, I'm supposed to do it, it aligns with my goal. But at that time, I'm supposed to cook for my family. So it makes me, by the time the family now says they're hungry, you know, I've spent that time, I've wasted the time that I'm supposed to. So I've misplaced the priorities. I've put one before one, whereby I'm not supposed to do that. So one of the things that make people struggle is because they feel, or they used to feel, they have a chunk of time that they can, you know, use later. So they put things forward. And this is one thing that crumbles productivity as well.
Thank you very much, Ms. Salima Jamil. In order to improve productivity, having a proper time management system is key. But data from the job searcher tool Zapier shows that 82% of people don't have one. In what ways can individuals put in a time management system? And how can we cultivate a productive mindset? How can we have that productive mindset?
It's all to have a productive mindset. I mentioned earlier that it's a thing of behavior. So when you are able to manage your time, you know, everything becomes a habit. Whatever you spend your time doing becomes a habit. And the funniest thing is that we don't have any other thing in our lives as precious as time. And when people say time is precious, I don't think we get that that time is precious kind of, quote and unquote, I don't think we get it that much to want to, because if we actually understand that time is precious, we will not spend it the way we are spending it. Then we would put more effort to making sure that every minute, every hour, every time that passes, we are using it productively. So if an individual, or let me say, yes, if an individual has to have a time management system, it's interwoven with your behavior, with your mental space, even with your physical self, because you need all of this together. You need all the energies from this aspect, your physical aspect, your mental aspect, to be able to put down a time management system. And then a time management system to different people differs. To me, what works for me might be different from what works for you. Some people are good with tricks and tips. Some people are not good with tricks and tips. I, for one person, have not used a to-do list that I'll tick off every day, even if I've tried it probably to the market. But some people do well on to-do lists. Writing, I have to submit this to my boss. I have to do this to so-so and so person. But putting your time, putting yourself in a more responsible way, whereby whenever you spend your time, you ask yourself, is what I am doing worth my time? Is this the right thing for me to be doing at this time? So if it is not the right thing for you to be doing at that time, then it's better you leave it. So, but you know, it goes to how far you can discipline yourself. So it's a thing of self-discipline. So self-discipline, you need it for time management. You need it to also be able to caution yourself from mundane tasks, from tasks that are enjoyable but not getting you anywhere closer to whatever you are doing. And then to cultivate a positive, a productive mindset. Then what does productivity mean to you? To me, productivity might be something different. What does productivity mean to you? By the time you ask yourself these questions, you'll be able to answer, and then you'll fall on the right purpose that would lead you to being productive and be able to achieve what you intend to achieve. And you don't have to achieve it in a chunk of, like, you don't have to carve out a whole lot of time to achieve those things. You can start very little. And you know why we fall back to our old ways? It's because we set too much expectations for ourselves. We start first day of the year and we are like that first day of the year kind of thing that people get all, will I say, vibed up, or the adrenaline is sure. Yes, the adrenaline is there, I want to set something else. But research has shown that by February, mid of February, people are back to their old ways. Why? Because the expectation they set for themselves is too much. They couldn't break it down and set realistic goals for themselves. So in order to factor that into their time and be able to be productive. So it's not how much or how wide the scope of what you want to achieve is, but the little that you're able to do in a consistent way. And that's what will bring you a productive mindset.
All right, thanks so much, Ms. Salima Jamil. Life comes in different phases. What are the productive phases of an individual's life? And how can we remain productive and positively impact our community or the society, irrespective of the kind of challenges we are presently at that point in time, that phase going through?
Thank you. You mentioned when you were reading about the quote and telling us the foreword before the script you were reading, before the before we started, you said two things that mankind take for granted is your free time and your health. These two things, in each phase of our lives, they have a lot to do for us. Because when at some point in one's life, we don't have the experience enough to know that the time you've wasted in the past or this time that you're using later in future, you might see it as a wasted time. So at that time, you don't have the experience to see that. So different phases in an individual lives. How can we positively impact this society, irrespective of life? Now, we know that, or we all go through different phases in life. So let me say a person in secondary school has a particular responsibility that is expected of the person. Someone in the university has a level of responsibility. Someone, different phases like that. So if you have to be a productive person, it means that you have to be able to plan yourself out and think ahead of the time that you are using. Because if you cannot think ahead of this time that you are using, then it shows that you might not have the organizational skills, the planning skills, and the scheduling skills. Because these three things is what will help you factor into whatever your goal is, whatever you are chasing. And when you have to impact your society, you see, time is precious. Time is life. That's the truth. The time we have is our life, because look how when we were born as an infant, up until now, we'll still say, when we see a child probably playing in the sand, trying to construct things, we'll say, leave the child alone. She is using her time, or he's using his time, or she is using her time. So it is the same time that we have been using. We spend it, we use it, and we grow in it. So if we are not careful, the time that we spend in each phase of our life, not utilized, might later become something that we will not be able to recover. In fact, we cannot recover it. So if we do not plan ahead and see the possibility or the possible things that might surround the phase that we are, we probably lose out on even enjoying the face. We lose out on being productive or using that face to our benefit, and even to benefit ourselves in the dunya. Because we know that, in the akhirah rather, we know that whatever we sow here should be something that we'll reap in the akhirah. So if we are not able to use it very well, we might have nothing to go and meet over there. So and coming to this society, when we have to use our time for the society, it goes a long way to show how dedicated we are at even honoring ourselves. Because imagine someone that says that time is money. Well, I've not broken down that to say that time is not money. Time is actually your life. So time management is life management. And if you say time is money, it devalues time. As in, you're selling your time cheaply. Because how How would the time that you're supposed to spend with your family, with relatives, equal money? So if you say time is money, you devalue your time. You sell it cheaply. So time is not, it's how you want to spend it. And you have to choose. Either you spend it with sacrifices, or you spend it with excuses. So if you make excuses for your time, then it shows how you value your time. If you make sacrifices for your time, it shows how you value your time as well. And one thing is, you can make a meaningful life from the choices, from the sacrifices or the excuses we make. It's all to us. We really don't like Brian Tracy said in one of his books, I think, No Excuses, he said we don't like to take responsibilities for ourselves. So, you know, taking responsibility for yourself and your action keeps you in that check. And people don't like that. We'd rather make excuses. We'd rather not say, sorry, I don't have the time. Why? Because you know that once you make the sacrifice, it's on you. You can't put it on somebody else. So that's what I have to say about being productive, even with yourself and your environment and in the face that you are.
Back to the issue of time being money. To some, time is actually money, right?
That's, I think that's something that has gone round and has been accepted because we like money. So we expect that time should be money. But, you know, when we equal time to be money, we become greedy. We become greedy with our time. Everything has to equal something. Like, I have to be able to get something from it. But that means the time you spend with your children, the time you spend with your spouse, you can't volunteer. You become greedy. Why? Because you feel it's just your time. You have to use it for yourself. And okay, fine, then what are you using the time for yourself for? So if it's not being productive on your own side, or it's not even benefiting someone else, then what is the time for money for? So, and you know, it not even keeps the person miserable. Because not all the time you spend in this life will equal money. So how do you want to balance it up? So goes back to saying that you make the sacrifices or you make excuses, and either of these can give you the meaningful life that you want.
That's beautiful. Our phone lines again is 0700-917-917, and for SMS 0703175637. This is Alima Jamil.
Now,
sometimes people set goals.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the work,
mm-hmm.
and despite trying, doing all they can, they don't seem to achieve desired results. What is the place of providence and Allah's decree in achieving our goals as humans, according to Islamic teachings?
Now, a man has been created like, I think it's the Quran. Let me just put it together. Islam says man has been created, yes, it says the Quran, in haste. We are created as people that are in haste. We want it right now. And that's why, as someone in sales, that's why, you know, we can easily get you when we use a sense of urgency to want you to take an action. So for Allah's decree, for setting your goals, you know, we cannot hurry Allah. We can only hurry ourselves. So that haste that we are in, it's just within us. We can't take it out of our bodies to Almighty Allah. But one thing that the Deen also encourages us to do is that we should set our goals, we should walk towards it, and then we should hope in Allah. A person went to meet the Prophet and said that, should I tie my camel and hope in Allah, or I should leave my camel and hope in Allah? The Prophet said, tie your camel and hope in Allah. So part of tying your camel is doing the needful. Get a job. Get a good job. Wake up every day. Go to your job. Do the right thing. Take care of your kids. Give them the foundation that they want. Answer to them. Make sure they are not spoiled. Teach them discipline. All of those kind of things. Take your spouse out. Enjoy your time. You know. Then you now hope in Allah. Yes, hopefully what I have done would yield this.
And if it doesn't?
You accept Allah's decree. And then you are even happy with the decree. Because that shows that you're a believer.
Thanks so much. We have a question from one of our listeners out there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is great to learn on the program today that Islam teaches that time management is not just about being productive and achieving one's goals, but also about balancing different aspects of life. How can Muslims try to maintain a healthy balance between their religious obligations, work, family, and personal interests? In today's world, more and more people are spending longer time watching the screen, browsing and scrolling, while lesser and less quality time is spent on other aspects which can make our lives well-rounded and fulfilling. Then the second question from the same listener, how can we maintain a sense of peace and contentment?
Thank you for your question. Now you said, how can a Muslim strive to maintain a healthy balance between their religious obligations, work, family, and personal interests in today's world? More and more, so it goes back to say, let's see, you start your day very well, and then you need to prioritize. Like, you don't have to write it down. It's not necessary for you to write down your days every day. Some do it works for them, some don't, it doesn't work for them. So if you know that your days, writing down your days doesn't work for you, then you don't have to. But set a priority and then set a posteriority. A priority is something you have to do like at the instance, or it's urgent. It's something that you cannot wait on it. Then a posteriority is something you can do later, something you can wait. The scrolling of the screens, responding to emails, the phone, the liking and whatever, those ones can wait. And in fact, they would not miss you. You are the one missing them. They won't miss you. So every time you come back to your social media, to your emails, to your whatever, they've not missed you. In fact, they didn't even know you left. That's the truth. So you come back to whatever you have left, except it's your business. And when it's your business, also, you have to set a time for it. Else, you would not achieve anything. And then, like we have explained earlier, our time is our life. And then we'll be questioned about it. What would you say you spend your life doing? Scrolling? I'm sure you are not going to say that. Or I'm sure that's not what we want to say. So, and balancing up. I said earlier, don't set an expectation too tight for yourself. Just try to do the maximum. You know, don't do the barest minimum. That's not advisable of a Muslim. So you do the maximum. You strive for excellence. And then when you strive for excellence, leave the balancing to Allah and do everything for Allah's sake. You even get a reward for doing it for Allah's sake, not just for doing it. Then the second question.
How can we strive for peace and contentment?
How can we strive for peace and contentment? That's a thing of the mind. So you have to caution your nafs. You have to be able to caution your mind to be contented. And being contented is not being... It's not being satisfied with little. Like, how would I put it? It's not like you should not aim for more. You have to aim for more. You have to want more. But you have to be satisfied with what Allah has given you at that moment and be thankful. Gratitude goes a long way, because if you can't see the things that you are grateful for, then you would not appreciate it. If you can't see the little things that Allah has given you, imagine your intestine digests every food that you have made. Your kidneys, they run water around your body. They make sure that your urine, you don't contact all these deadly diseases. Your liver is working, everything. And how they are working, do you feel anything? No. Your stomach, how food gets inside you, do you feel any pain? Even when you eat that much. Your lungs, do you feel any pain when you breathe in and out? So why? That is enough for you to even be grateful. So being grateful will make you contented. And when you strive for more, Allah would also give you more. Allah also says that those that are grateful will give them more. Yeah. Isn't it?
That's beautiful. Thank you. Islamic teachings has given us a template on productivity with the hadith 5 before 5. That's take advantage of the 5 blessings before they get taken away from us, earlier mentioned. With prevailing economic situation, high rate of unemployment among youths, that of youth support system and resources, how can the Hadith 5 before 5
in terms of putting the youthful energy and enthusiasm to benefit the community be achieved? And how can the other phases of 5 before 5 be fully
utilized? As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we have a template from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said we should make use of 5 before 5, which is the youthful. So we've heard that over and over on the program. The youthful, your youthful age before your old age. Now, the youthful age, research shows that up until you are age 40, you still have the energy. You can still run around. You can still, do a lot of difficult work, work out yourself, rest, and then feel refreshed, the likes. And the illnesses that comes with old age is not certain. So this is why you need to use your youth very well. And that takes me back to the person, the previous question that said scrolling. Okay, now, seriously, we've been scrolling since about how many years now? And look at it. If we should calculate that time that we've been scrolling, yes, I'm guilty. Sometimes I might be attending to something, or I might get carried away, and something, maybe the food is burning. So we have all these things accumulated. And if we are not mindful of ourselves, if we do not take caution and then prioritize properly, we would not be able to achieve anything from our youthful age. Then when the old age comes in, we will start reflecting and start telling our children, oh, if we had done this when we were young, we would have been able to achieve this. So this is your own time to achieve that. And one thing about children is they don't do what you say. They do what you do. So it's quite the opposite when you're saying it and you're not doing it. Now, your youthful age as well, up until you are 40, it gives you the opportunity to, to plan ahead, to think, to even fail and then get back on track. You understand? Because we all don't know when we are going to die, which is even one thing that should motivate us to want to do more. So because we don't know when we are going to die, and then we only always hope that we will get old. And many of us have people that have died young in our family. So why trick ourselves to thinking that we'll die old or we'll grow old before we die? So using that youthful age will help you to plan ahead. And if you fail, you can start again without getting to that old age where you're going to be like, there's no time, there's no energy. You see the difference between the youthful age and the old age. And when we are also young, we have that health that the Prophet has said that two things that the man has been given that we don't make use of, or we take for granted, our health and our time. So we have the two in our youthful age. You get it? But because we have that strength, we think there's still time. And that means that you are saying that there's still life. So what life are you going to use after you have used the one that has gone? Still goes back to the choices and sacrifices you have to make. And the remaining, which says your wealth before poverty. Yes, alhamdulillah, Allah has created us differently and has destined us with wealth in a different way. But when we are young, we are able to strive. Even when we spend what is with us, because we have that strength, we can go back to strive for more and still be able to spend. So this is for someone that does not have that, that huge wealth, or that has not amassed that much. But because you are young, you can still go back to strive. But as an older person, whatever they get at that time, they want to maximize it. Because the strength, even if they want to get more, the strength is not there. They can only do the strive, Yes. So it makes us want to benefit our wealth before our poverty. And another one is benefit your free time before your business. I think this is what the program has been, and I've been saying a whole lot about using your free time before your business. And honestly, we
We don't know what we have when we use our free time. An author of a book said in one of his books, I might not say the book, but an author in a book, those who have read the book, know the book, said that you should, that if you do nothing because you don't have time, you get nothing, probably at the end of a year. But if you do like just 0.1 of your goal, you get about 37.7% at the end of the year. And look at it, 365 days. But you know, we will have a goal to set, like I want to achieve this. But because the goal is big enough, or we have, you know, people set SMART goals. Speakers are out there explaining SMART goals, and I'm sure people understand what SMART goals is. So if you set a SMART goal and you don't start with the littlest, that means that you are waiting for that time that you will have a chunk of like 2 hours to yourself. And to be sincere, our days are usually the same. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or sometimes our Mondays to Fridays the same. Then we spend our weekend the same way. Sleeping, eating, relaxing, scrolling. You know, Monday again, we are back to work. So if we don't use that time, if we don't use 15 minutes before bed, 15 minutes before Fajr, to reflect, to recite, recite the Quran, to do a little of those things, before you know it, and it becomes a habit. You know, because the brain is wired differently. By the time you keep giving your brain the same thing, it becomes something you'll be doing all the time.
Thank you so much.
Now, another is benefit your life before your death. Oh, the same time that we are talking about, our time is our life, and then it's by the time we die, we'll be asked, how did we spend our life? So if whatever we do here, we also tie it to our akhira, like the faces that my host mentioned earlier, she said the faces of life. If you tie the faces of your life to your akhira, because you don't know when you die, like we already have common sense at secondary school, alhamdulillah. So if you tie your secondary school days to doing acts of ibadah, you know, the little acts of ibadah, five daily prayers and then fasting, you know, you are depositing for your akhira. And once a child reaches maturity in Islam, you are old enough to enter into hellfire. So if you don't make use of all those little times, then your akhira, what do you want to go and meet there? So if you, even as a father who fends for the house, when you spend for the house, there's an hadith that says that it's sadaqah. So imagine charity. That, but yes, it's charity. So you have to tie these things, the dealings, everyday things, to help you build something in the akhira. So you don't do it for doing sake. And don't be a space filler on earth. Like you're just there filling a space.
Thank you so much. Effective time management is getting more of the most important work done in a day, as you've been saying. That has to do with our daily habits.
Yes.
Time management has to do with what we do every day consistently. Can you share some tips on mastering time in order to create time for different acts of worship? And what are the effective principles of time management?
Okay. Like I said, tips and tricks and formulas and the likes might not work for everybody. Hi, for one, I don't think I write down my goals. Okay, goals are different from daily tips. I don't think I write down my daily tips, but recently I wrote down goals. Yes, recently, just
you
recently.
Write down
I
your goals.
Yeah, just recently.
You don't do this daily.
I don't think so, because my days, you know, like I said, your days are almost the same thing. So you just have to change one part of it to affect your entire life. So if you change one part of it, like okay, let's say you spend 15, 20 minutes on social media. No, people spend more than that. Okay, let's assume you spend 1 hour on social media and you want to cut it down. Don't cut it down to say, 30 minutes, I'll not spend, okay, only 30 minutes. Why? Because that fear of missing out will come back again. That urgency. The last post you saw. Hey, did you know that so I'm so person has posted another one? Mm-hmm. Hey, your status is waiting for you. You must have had notification. A lot of kinika. The latest, you know. But if you cut it down by, let's say, 5 minutes, you are even able to guilt yourself like, 5 minutes out of 1 hour. Can't I just do that? And by the time you do 5 minutes, one thing about when you walk towards your goal or when you want to become productive, is that it becomes a part of you. It becomes something you find interesting to do. It becomes something that when you don't do it, you feel like your day is not complete. You feel like your day is not productive enough. I know that people have to do businesses online. This again boils down to the sacrifices and choices you make. It is not every minute of the day that somebody is asking you how much do you sell it. So, and then you can also automate your sales. You can automate things to give you free time. And we live in a time that we have more flexibility with time. We have machines doing things for us. We have the opportunity to do more with our time. You understand? So it boils down to knowing how you want to plan your day. Now, you set priorities. I said that earlier. You set priorities. What are the things that you have to do more of and do it sooner? Then priorities is something you have to do, but you can do it later. House chores. Nobody said do house chores in the morning. I've come to realize nobody said do house chores in the morning. And you can do your house chores. So far, you have done it. But there are some things that you have to do that cannot wait. So for some, house chores cannot wait. Maybe you have to move out of the house. You don't want to come back to a smelling house. You understand? Now, then you also have to set consequences for yourself. Like, if you don't finish that particular thing, that means you don't move on to the next thing. So you have to stay there and spend that amount of time. Then you cut down distractions, cut down the notification sound, cut down the... If you struggle with it, you can keep your phone in another room. People say so. Or you use your do not disturb and try not to check your phone screen.
So
you know,
to create time for different acts of worship.
Yes.
You can utilize can use our phone.
Yes. And when you plan your day around your solar.
Okay.
So when you plan your day around your solar, you are able to do those things that are more obligatory on you, and then you don't feel overwhelmed like, ah, you've not done this, you've not done that. So unlike planning your solar to fit in your day, that's not advisable even by the professors. No. And then you also honor other people's time, because it shows that it's a part of their life. So when somebody gives you time, you try and honor it and then be there. When you give somebody time, you try and honor it and then be there. So there's another one that says that one of the principles that says that law of first efficiency. It says that there is never enough to do everything, but there is enough time to do the most important things. So what is important to you? You ask yourself. Goes back to asking yourself those questions. You have to ask yourself questions. If you're not asking yourself questions, then you're not doing yourself a good.
Thank you so much. What are the internal and external motivation that individuals can utilize towards effective time management and being more productive? Internal and external motivation.
I said productivity is relative. To you, what makes you feel like you're being productive? Is it answering to your boss? Is it responding on time? Then what? The funny thing is how you spend your time. You know, it's your life. It's your habit. How you spend your time is how you are going to help somebody else spend their time. If you don't value your time, then it shows in how you relate with people, how you help them spend their time. So that's what people say. Yoruba says, "Baba sheshe nkan ilo se ma se nkan ni nkan." You understand that kind of a thing. So if you don't use your time well, then you might not be able to get much from your day. Then something that is intrinsic or extrinsic is the feeling of, that's internal or external, is the feeling of achievement. If you don't have that feeling of achievement enough, if you cannot feel like, I have achieved, like I want to achieve, I want to get this thing done, I also want to be, you know, I want to have this certificate, I have to study. So if that thing is not so important to you, if that achievement, I don't know how to explain it, you will not feel motivated. You will just be saying it with your mouth. It will not reach your heart. But if you have that drive, like, yes, I also want to be this, I also want to be that, you have that thing pushing you from within to get it done.
Thank you. And then, so we need to learn how to celebrate milestones of achievement.
Mm.
Did that help?
Oh, well, yes, maybe. Just feel like, yes, you know, and the one thing again with achievement is you can never get enough. By the time you achieve one thing and you celebrate it, it pushes you to do another thing, and then you go for it. So the cycle continues. And this has to be with both your dunya and akhirah. I'm not talking about dunya or akhirah here. I'm putting the two together.
Thank you very much. What is a productive day in the life of an everyday Muslim? And what are the major time wasters, the things people engage in that wastes time? What is a productive day?
In the life of an everyday Muslim is, we all have the normal, what our normal day should look like. You know, get to work early, do the right things at the right, we know what the right things are to do, but it's just getting into the habit of doing them, which goes down to self-discipline. So when a Muslim is able to discipline themselves to face, and the one thing about discipline is doing that thing that you're supposed to do, even when nobody is seeing you, nobody is going to reward you with it, nobody is going to appreciate you, but you are just doing it every day, or you are doing it consistently. Consistently might not be every day, so you are just doing it consistently. So that's one thing about being a productive, in the life of a productive Muslim, you have to be, and also ask Allah to put barakah in your time, and wallahi, you'll find it. If you ask Allah to put barakah in your time, ya Allah, put barakah in my time, you will find it. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi said you should make use of the early times of the day, that there is more barakah in that. Why? Because by noon, once it is noon, before you know it, 2 tilu, 4 tilu, 6, hatin lolly, you get until the next day again. So by the time you use the morning and see from Fajr up until Dhuhr, look at the number of hours that is there for us to strive, do a lot of things, put ibadah and the likes. So, but sometimes we wake up and the first thing is we grab our phone. Sometimes we wake up and the first thing is we put up our television, and you know, and all these things are time wasters. Your television, and yes, you might be reading. Yes, you might be working towards your goal, but it might also be wasting your time. So you have to be able to prioritize. You have to be able to think ahead and know that, okay, I have to stop this thing at this time and then do something else, so I don't lag on one side and, you know, on the other side. So a Muslim should always ask Allah to put barakah in their days and strive. When you see somebody doing something good, you emulate it. That is why we are emulating the Prophet. Why? Because he did something good and we have to emulate him. So and then love Allah, fear Allah and obey his rules. Love the Prophet, fear the Prophet, and obey Jesus. And love the two of them more than you love yourself. And with that, you'll achieve positivity and productivity in your life.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mrs. Halima Jamiu. Thank you to our listeners out there. Hopefully, you had a lovely time on the Everyday Muslim Show with the topic 5 before 5 on time management. For more questions, don't hesitate to drop them on the HEMPAC website. Life is a test and it comes in different phases. Take advantage of the 5 before 5. Do not delay in charity and hasten towards good deeds while we are able to. Before obstacles such as old age, sickness, poverty, being preoccupied with work and debt limit our ability or prevent us totally from being able to do good deeds and receive beautiful rewards from the Almighty Creator. Special appreciation to the Muslim Public Affairs Center, MPAC, and WFM for bringing this show. I am Sakina Titilayo Okono. We'll take the Nasheed Good Life by Aries. Thank you so much for our guest, Mrs. Alima Jamiu. And
thank you very much
to our producer Mariam and the sound mixer, and Mariam and Mukpe, and to Hilary, the sound engineer. Thank you
very much.
Join us same time, same station next week on Everyday Muslim Show on WFM 91.7, inshallah.
To sponsor this program, call the number 0816 480 7613.